And the cost of a college education isn't the only thing going up. Try buying a tank of gas. A gallon of regular unleaded has topped $3.55. Rising gas prices don't just affect how or how much Americans drive. They could affect what Americans drive. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports on what that means for the recovering U.S. auto industry.
The American auto industry is very different now than the last time gas prices took a steep climb. To find that out, all you have to do is go on a test drive of a brand new car.
Let's get you behind the wheel.
All right, let's...
Do you actually want to drive or do you want to be a passenger?
I want to drive.
Okay.
So if that's all right.
And I'll hold the mic?
Yeah, you can be the engineer.
Excellent.
Lou Eklund is one of three Ford executives who, on a rainy day, went with me on a test drive of the new Ford Focus. It's a compact car that comes with all the bells and whistles, navigation system, moonroof, leather seats, 11 different sets of rims, no spinners yet. It's the kind of car none of the U.S. automakers made very well, if at all, a few years ago.
What we're finding is customers are paying higher transaction prices for nicer cars. And so we're making vehicles that... We've invested mightily in technology and fuel economy, and as a result, we are...
This must be like the worst road ever.
I think you did pick the worst road ever.
Ford has the Focus and Fiesta. General Motors has the Aveo and the Chevy Cruze, and Chrysler will soon get the Fiat 500. All are small cars with high fuel economy, and each of them can be tricked out to your heart's content. Not like the old Econo boxes. And slowly but surely, Detroit is shifting its attention from SUVs to cars. For instance, in 2004, 65% of vehicles Ford sold were trucks and SUVs. In 2011, that number dropped to 40%. So as gas prices go up and people begin to look for more efficient cars, Eklund says...
We're prepared for it. And I think largely the industry has been prepared for it. Not to toot everybody's horn, but corporate fuel economy has gotten generally better.
Michelle Krebs is an analyst with Edmunds.com. She says with the high cost for pensions and retiree health care, the Detroit automakers could not make real profits on anything but big cars and SUVs. But that was before the recent bankruptcies and restructuring.
The automakers, Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, pushed their break-even points way down. And so they are much more able to weather downturns, whatever they're caused by, gas prices, than they were before because they've cut costs so dramatically.
Nigel Galt is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He says while Detroit may be poised to handle a gas price increase, there's still the overall economy to think about.
I think the big question is whether people who have jobs start to fear that maybe even though they survive so far, they might be at risk of losing their own job.
Galt says we're not at that point yet. But he says when consumers feel that gas prices could stall the economy, the first place they'll cut back is big ticket purchases such as cars. It may not be a fatal blow, but it'll still hurt. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.